Hello and welcome to the latest episode of They Think It's All Doha, URN's new World Cup podcast. This is essentially a part two of our England Select 11 for the first game against Iran. This focuses on the teams put in by the fans of many EFL clubs and some podcasts and people from URN. If you want to get involved, follow TTIAD_URN. For more URN World Cup content. Also follow URN_sport and follow as many URN accounts as possible. We hope you enjoy the show. We are going to warn you, this is a direct live show and it was before Arsenal got thumped by Spurs. So you'll hear Pavan's unfortunate predictions. Pavan, it's a bit like when you thought Turkey were going to win the Euros. Thank you for listening.
On campus.
And online.
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 This
is
URN.
So, you've heard there's a football game on. Sorry, I had to do a bit of a Des lining before this. What should we say? So, you've heard there's a podcast going on? Let's do that.
There's a radio show.
There's a radio show going on. I'm joined by Kieran, who joined me for the Over the Trench show. I'm also joined by Pavan. Pavan, how are you, mate?
I'm very well, thank you. Very well. I had an essay in on Monday. I kind of rushed it, but I've got one more in. And I'm working on it, you know, bit by bit. So, I'm relaxed. Until the Arsenal-Spurs game later on, but yes.
Of course. Well, actually, I'll ask you about your predictions for that now. Huge game in the Champions League race. How are you feeling going into it?
I'm honestly shaking. I don't know what to think. It's so huge because if we lose, if we're only 1 point, but I feel like we've got another loss in us, and it's gonna be such a big game. I'm gonna go for a 2-2 draw. We haven't won away at Spurs for ages, so. I'm hoping for a draw, and I think a draw would suit us pretty well. Still 4 points above them, and with two games to go, it's pretty doable. Of course, a win would be lovely, and that secures it all. But yeah, I'm just hoping we score first, because if Spurs score first, they're going to kind of shut up shop, and then it will make it a lot harder for us, and a very much an uphill battle. But
well, best of luck to you and all the other Arsenal fans listening. Huge night, obviously, and. You're playing Spurs. Now, this is a bit of a weird podcast. This is almost a part two. So on our first episode of They Think It's All Doha, we put forward our England 11s. Now, we sent out a huge Keep It URN call to the nation. And we have had over 50 responses from 43 different football clubs. And as well as Water Polo, University of Nottingham History, The Headbanger Show, Eco Frenzy, Girls in Pole Position, a URN Sport Alumni Representative, and URN Touchdown Representative. We've also had, this is my personal favourite, from Jacob and the boys of the HMS Heron. They have also put a team up. So we're going to go for the Spurs team first. They have gone for a 4 at the back, and I want to hear the Arsenal fans' opinion of this. Pickford, James, Walker, Dyer, Stones, Rice, Foden, Mount, Saka, Kane, Sterling. Interesting, isn't it? I'm not sure that's what I think most Spurs fans would go for. Dyer's an interesting one at the centre-back position, Pavan. Do you think he's got another England tournament left in him?
Is this a back four?
That's a back four, and he's playing Dyer as the centre-back.
Yeah, then I wouldn't. I think in a back three, I can understand an argument to take him, but in a back four, I think he doesn't give you much in kind of build-up play or defensively. So I might take him if we're playing a three at the back, but I wouldn't start him in a four. That's the big area. I think a Foden Mount midfield probably doesn't work.
It's unbalanced.
It's nice in FIFA, but in real life, I think that's a bit unbalanced. But most of it's pretty good.
Yeah, it's a fantastic squad. And let's go through your team, Pavan. Pickford in goal. Luke Shaw, Harry Maguire, John Stones, Trent Alexander-Arnold, Rice, Henderson, Mount.
Wait, this isn't mine.
Is it not?
No.
What's the other? Ooh.
Sorry.
This must be another representative of Arsenal. Because we've had so many. It's going quite hard to take on board. Pavan, give me your England team then. Or would you like me to fill out for
a
little
bit?
Oh, go on, Brighton. Go on.
Cool. So I have gone in goal when it comes up. 1 second.
Well, I'm going to say thank you so much to everyone. We've had seemingly every team under the sun. We'd love to get the whole 92. My personal favourite, Pavan, has been Berwick Rangers, who've got in touch.
Oh.
The only English team to play in the Scottish division. They came in last night, so thank you to that. Kieran, what's your Brighton representative team?
So, unsurprisingly, no Brighton players in here.
No.
In goal, Jordan Pickford. Going right to left, Alexander-Arnold, Tomori, Stones, Shaw, midfield pivot of Rice and Bellingham, Foden, Mount and Sterling in mid, as like the kind of three behind the striker, which is obviously Harry Kane.
Mm. So you've started off with Pickford there.
Yeah.
Pickford has been chosen by over 37 of our 43 teams. Surely he's got to be the keeper, Pavan, for England's first game.
No. If I'm being honest... I don't know.
Listen to that.
I'm gearing up to kind of make a justification why maybe Ramsdale shouldn't be picked. Of course, there's still a lot of months to go next season to see, you know, where Pickford will be playing, whether that's in the top flight or not. And, you know, time for them both to build up form. I'm referencing Ramsdale here. But I would say under pressure, Jordan Pickford is probably the better goalkeeper.
Yeah.
When he's facing lots of shots, he looks great. It's when his team has a quiet game and there's a shot which he really should save and he's really not focused. So in a tournament, maybe a big game, I can see why I'd want him in there. But if Ramsdale continues to continues his good form into next season, I would still just have him in, but I'm not 100% against Pickford.
I think you've also got to look at the fact that whenever he puts on an England shirt, he always plays with what you can see. He puts everything out on the pitch. He's only had like one or two bad England games that I can recall in the past few years.
But I think that's far outweighed by his absolute successes.
Exactly. Yeah. And the fact that he's done it against teams like Germany, in FA Cup,
I think everyone's brain's a little bit frazzled. So the listener, I will apologise for
all
of this.
In the Euros, in the World Cup, the fact that he has done it in these tournaments, I think you just got to take him on that alone.
Yeah, in the Nations League, also he scored a penalty.
Against Switzerland. Maybe he could be our penalty taker.
Oh, that is a very interesting thought, and he saved two of the five Italian penalties.
Exactly.
So he does. So he's also beneficial for a penalty point of view. I want to say that Ramsdale's a popular pick. He is the majority else holder. Out of the 50 selections, he's in one in five of the teams. We'll go for the Ramsdale in Leicester City. So this was provided to us by Ali Glenn. So Ramsdale, Justin, Maguire, Mings, Trent Alexander-Arnold, Rice, Phillips, Sterling, Foden, Kane, Saka.
That is the worst back line I think I've seen.
Sorry, is Mings playing left back?
No, this is a back four. So we've got Justin at left back.
Oh.
Maguire, Mings, Trent Alexander-Arnold.
Oh, okay.
I think Ali Glenn, I know what he's trying to do here, and I think Mings gets a lot of harsh rap.
Yeah, for good reason.
He's fine. He's absolutely fine.
He's not.
I think he's fine.
No.
I wouldn't have him as my England centre back. I agree.
I don't take him. You don't take him.
He doesn't get on the plane.
Okay. So we'll roll this in. So we're going to say England player five at the back. We're going to agree John Stones and Harry Maguire are the starting two. They've been fantastic for England. We're going to make that very clear.
Okay.
For England, they've been sensational. Who do you want as that third centre-back in a five-back then?
Tomori
has obviously done so well in Serie A.
Lovely, throw it in. Yeah, you're in European football.
Tomori, so. Walker, Komsa even gets in ahead of him.
No, okay, Komsa. Okay.
Let's
allow it, you know?
Dare I throw in Connor Cody?
Yeah,
I wouldn't start him.
I put Cody ahead of Mings.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm having Cody as a figure in the dressing room. I think he'd be a brilliant player to take.
Back three, Ben White's ahead of him.
Yes, I will accept that. That's the first Brighton player, and hopefully the last we'll hear of today. Connor Cody was only selected by one fan. That was the Bolton Wanderers representative of Liv Hughes, who does the queerest and dearest show, 6 till 7, on a Saturday night on urn1350.net. You're listening to They Think It's All Doha. Kieran, give me a random team and let's work from there.
Oh, a random team.
Please let it be on the list.
Yeah, no. That's why I'm having to quickly have a look. Let's go for the Woking one.
Woking. This was by Thomas Harvey, who was actually the years ahead of me. Good lad, really good lad, and hopefully I'll be playing a few cricket games with him later this year. Woking FC, another non-league representative. We'll talk a bit more about the others I can see on the screen. Pickford, Shaw, Stones, Maguire, Trent Alexander-Arnold, Declan Rice, Jude Bellingham, Mason Mount, Foden, Kane, Sterling. I can't see a lot wrong with that one, Pavan.
Yeah, I like it. I like it until he missed out Saka. But no, it's a pretty it's a very nice team.
I think that's probably going to be like the general consensus team. As such, if you put all the teams together, find out the average team as such, that probably is it. To be honest,
it is exactly the same as the Watford representative right next to it. Notts County. This is from Notts County, the podcast. The fantastic work they do over there. Interesting one, this.
Yeah,
Nick Pope to go in goal.
Okay.
That's
right.
Interesting.
All right.
Luke Shaw, John Stones, Tomori, Trippier. Interesting. Ooh. Declan Rice, who's been selected by every single team out of the 50, him and Kane, 100% record. Calvin Phillips, Jack Grealish, obviously a Notts County loney back in the day. Foden, Kane, Sancho. So a little bit to talk about there. We've had our debate about the goalkeeper. We're firm with Pickford, shall we say. We're firm going to be Pickford. Tomori, you guys are the chatting like champions. You guys chat like champions all the time on a Friday. Lovely bit of segueing there. Wow, 6 to 7 every Friday, and you can have a podcast. Tomori, what's he all about for us non-European folk, Kieran?
I mean, he's just a very, very solid centre-back who's young. He's been getting better throughout the season. And his attitude towards the game as well is very good, which is obviously important going into an international tournament. He has been played in back threes, hasn't he, as well as a back four, I'm pretty sure, for AC Milan. And bearing in mind that AC Milan are currently top of the league in Serie A, with a very good defensive record as well. So kind of shows that he's been part of one of the best defences around Europe this season.
Yeah, so AC Milan doing fantastically well. Tomori doing fantastically well.
Yeah.
Let's talk about other players who are playing in Europe. A few I can think of. Let's go Jude Bellingham.
Yes.
Does he start for England? Yes. I'm going to go Kieran first.
Yes. For me, he does. Him and Rice in the midfield, I think, is probably the best pivot you can field. He's just so... I don't know. He looks so much better than he should do for his age. And I think it was Gerrard put out his like top five midfielders, in the world the other day, and Bellingham was actually top of that list.
Okay, well, all right. I mean,
he's no Brennan Johnson.
No, I don't agree that he is the best midfielder in the world at the moment, but I think he definitely has the potential to be one of the best in the world, and he is doing so well for Dortmund. He is an absolute engine in that midfield.
I think he's definitely an enigma. I mean, he pretty much does have it all. Can get into the box, score goals. Is maybe lacks some defensive discipline here and there, but that's what you get from a young player. I think in some games though, in a bigger game, I might be inclined to take Henderson or Ward-Prowse and play a more conservative pivot. So then you can play two more attacking fullbacks, because Trent's going to be wanting to be in that right half space. So if you want someone to drop in like Henderson, I'd be open. But in games like, if we're talking about the Iran game, 100% I'm starting Bellingham. I'm starting Bellingham as much as I can. But when he gets to crunch time, he shouldn't be afraid to kind of rotate and
would
use legs.
Would you start Ward-Prowse ahead of Phillips then?
Would you?
I've had this argument with Alex Chu. We threw punches. We said this.
A child has
yeah?
died.
Yeah. Whoa. We're not saying whose, but anyway. But no, I'm not taking Calvin Phillips on the plane at all, I'm afraid. I don't rate him.
So Ward-Prowse was selected by only two sides. Reading is the only EFL side to have selected him. And April was the only other person to come on and say they wanted Ward-Prowse. I'd say Bellingham is perfect for, you know, these Iran games where he can flourish against, let's face it, not someone who we expect to be that challenged by.
Yeah.
But an opening game, do you risk it? I mean, it's bold from Southgate if he does, but... Would you?
Yeah, I
would 100% do.
I think he's got the confidence as well, Bellingham. Mm. He is honestly one of the most confident-looking players in world football at the moment, to be honest. He just plays and he has a presence on the pitch, and he's he is just like, he is the perfect fit alongside Rice, in my opinion.
Very interesting. Now we're going to move to Jude Bellingham's former club, Birmingham City, who picked a four at the back system with Pickford, Shaw, Tomori, Stones, Trent Alexander-Arnold, Rice, Bellingham, Foden, Saka, Kane and Sterling. Foden seems to be popping up quite a bit. I can get the stats for you later, Kieran. But do you think Foden, like Bellingham, that sort of enigma character, could make a start at this Arango game?
Yes, I think it's possible. I suppose it's down to Southgate whether he goes for Mount or Foden, really. I don't see them both starting together because that would unbalance the midfield, but then you would only have Rice playing in behind, I should imagine, which is... Mount's always better playing a bit more advanced than a more central midfielder role anyway.
Yeah.
But it's interesting because in that team they are playing Foden as a 10 by the looks of it, which he obviously is very good at floating about the front line, but I can see him starting as long as Mount doesn't alongside him.
Plenty of teams to come. We'll talk a little bit about more who we think will be in that starting lineup. But I was told this song wasn't on the playlist by my Auntie Lid. So Auntie Lid, this one's for you. It's Take That, Greatest Day. You're listening to They Think It's All Doha. We're joined in the studio by George. George, how are you, mate?
Not bad, Dom. Thank you very much. It's been a long time, actually.
It's been a very long time.
Yeah, it has. Been rather busy.
Yes.
As you should have been, but you're just... You
know, I've just been sort of, you know, priority. It goes radio, my livelihood, then my degree. It really does. Actually, no, Forrest is definitely in that. I know you're a Norwich fan, but we've got a Norwich submission in before you. So what George is going to do, he is going to represent the whole of your end daytime. When's your show, George Bowman and Friends?
George Bowman and Friends. It's on live at 11:15-ish to about 12:45 on a Tuesday. I think the slot's technically 11 till 1, but normally keep it a bit shorter. Yeah. And then you can find it on Spotify or Apple Podcasts.
Yeah, it's a fantastic show. I've been on it. Kieran's been on it.
I've been on a couple of times.
Oh, yeah, Pavan's been on it. Yeah, it's a very good show. I'm going to give you the Norwich selection, and then I might give you the Ipswich selection.
Oh, apparently the Ipswich is bad, right?
The Ipswich is unique. I'll give it that. Okay, so this is the Norwich selection. Pickford, Trent Alexander-Arnold. This is a five-back, sorry. Trent Alexander-Arnold, Kyle Walker, Harry Maguire, Stones, Chilwell, Henderson, Rice, Saka, Kane, Sterling. Quite a defensive side for Iran, but let's hear George starting 11 for England versus Iran in 194 days.
Representing
the whole
game. And Cambridge United.
Yeah, I'll do that. Who's up to 44?
You know, where's Houlihan, you know? Where's Houlihan? Sort of follow him about. Until this last couple of weeks, I was going to go Ramsdale in goal, but Pickford's been on fire, and that same old argument that everyone always makes, he's never done wrong for England. I think that is kind of fair enough. So I'm gonna keep Pickford in goal. Back four, I'm going to pick the team that I would play, not what I think Southgate's going to play, but I'm going to pick my team. So Trent, he's an unbelievable technician. He's got to start a right back for me, so I'm starting Trent. Left back is Chilwell for me. I think that's probably one of the only... I don't know if, did you two boys have him in your team, Chilwell?
I went Shawberto.
I went Shaw because I think Shaw's a better crosser in a five. If we're playing, it's close.
I'm four at the back. Four.
Yeah, but as in, I just think Shaw's a better crosser. Although he could just not play next year under Ten Hag, so then he's out. So it's a close one for me. I do like Chilwell.
But you both went Shaw.
Just about. I went Shaw.
I'm Chilwell. I think he's so much better than Shaw. Especially Shaw had a very good season last year, and he played quite well in the Euros for us. But I just think Chilwell's a better footballer. And then Stones is definitely playing for me in my back. And then the other centre back's tough. Because Harry Maguire has been very average this year. I'm almost tempted to say Joe Gomez, but he just needs to play for Liverpool.
He hasn't appeared a lot. I can get the stats up for you. He's not appeared once on...
No, he hasn't 43. Started once, has he?
No, not a single selection has Joe Gomez in the side.
But I just think he's a better...
fit.
Yeah. Really?
I can understand that, yeah.
Yeah, but then can you play him without him playing? So I'm going to put Joe Gomez in as a bit of a rogue shout.
Okay. I can respect that, actually.
Yeah. So he's gone in as a rogue shout. dependent, and it's going to depend on form by the time. But I'd like him to play, start playing for Liverpool, and if he plays, I think he gets in the team. I think Declan Rice has got to play as the holding midfielder. I think that's a certainty. And then I think, so I'm going to play one holder, two eights sort of thing. So I'm going to play Rice. Bellingham's in there for absolute sure. Like, he's been on fire for Dortmund for the last couple of years. I think he's probably the best prospect in England football.
Yeah, we talked about it before you joined.
Absolutely, yeah, unbelievable. And then I'm going to play Mount as another eight. So gone quite attacking with that midfield three. But, you know, I want to play good football. If you look at, like, Man City's midfield three, you've got one holder, normally Rodri, and then De Bruyne and Bernardo. So I'm playing that sort of football. I'm playing Guardiola ball.
Yeah. Guardiola from George Bowman.
Yeah, exactly.
Just so Norwich, over-attacking, and it's going to get like next year. So the Ipswich Town.
Do you want me to do my front three, though?
Oh, yes, of course. Yeah. Sorry, I thought it was a little light.
I'll go quick. I'll go through this. I'll go Foden on the left. I'll go Kane up top. And I think I want to go Saka, but I think Sterling does enough for England to play on the right.
Sterling, who was the leading goal scorer for England at the last tournament.
He was.
Kane, former Norwich City player, am I right?
Yeah, he was. He was absolutely rubbish at Norwich. He was absolutely diabolical. But then he went to Spurs and started. And all the Norwich fans were like, wait, he's going to do absolutely nothing, and then look at him now.
Yeah, yeah. He's one of two players who've been selected in every single team.
Who's the other one?
Declan Rice.
Yeah.
So very positive from those two. Ipswich Town selected, now this is the big rivalry, Ramsdale, Carl Walker, John Stones, Tomori, Stones again, that can't be right, I must have misput that one, Chilwell, Bellingham, Rice, Foden, Kane, Sterling. I must have got that wrong, because I remember it being a lot worse than that. But
yeah,
Ipswich, that's not a bad selection. I mean, obviously you can't play two John Stones. Kieran is no longer here, so I'm going to ask Pav on this. Can you give me a random team on the list, please?
Did you get Stoke in there? We didn't get time for Stoke.
So do you want a red and white strike team?
Yeah, go for it. Yeah, go.
Lincoln City.
Oh yeah, that's a good one. That's a good one.
So my uncle provided this, as he is a massive Imps fan. Pickford, James, Walkers. Oh, it's like the crisps. Carl Walker, Harry Maguire, John Stones, Chilwell, Bellingham, Rice, Saka, Kane, Foden. Saka has appeared in quite a few of the teams, Pavan. Massive game for him tonight. Do you think he will be an important figure in the England starting lineup?
Yeah, I do. I think he's definitely England's best right winger, so it just depends on the formation. But he hadn't even had his full breakout season, not as in a full season where, you know, he was in the spotlight, and he even went to the Euros and, you know, kind of was used by Southgate and trusted by Southgate. So I think that tells you that Southgate from early on thought he could, you know, start in future tournaments quite consistently. So I think he will be, yeah, and I think he complements Sterling and Kane quite well.
Yeah, I think he's a fantastic player, and obviously I wasn't a massive fan of his penalty, but, you know, he's, the way he's come back is Stuart Pearce-esque. Just, he's had an absolute fantastic season, and obviously I'm going to shoehorn Forrest in anywhere, but just that way he's come back and had, is it his best season, would you argue, for?
Oh yeah, 100%. Yeah.
And it's just been sensational. We've had loads and loads of teams suggested. Woking are our lowest ranked team. Man City are our highest. This came from Joe in Bristol. Pickford, James, Walker, Stones, Tomori, Chilwell, Henderson, Rice, Foden, Kane, Saka. Working with the Saka before. Henderson has come in a few teams, George. Do you think he'll start, you know, being an older state figure in that England lineup? Do you think he'll start?
I think Henderson's a brilliant person to have in the squad, but he's not starting for me, and I don't think he will start. I mean, he didn't start in the Euros, and he didn't start any games. Oh, he might start one when they rested quite a lot of players at the end of the group.
Maybe, yeah.
But I think there are better options in the midfield than Henderson, quality wise. But, like, again, like I say, I think he's a brilliant person to have in the squad and a great leader. Because I think by all accounts, from what I've heard, he's quite vocal in the dressing room. He encourages the young players, they're very professional. So he's definitely in my squad and potentially used if we're 1-0 up, you know, 2-0 up to defend the lead, to come on and work hard and organise. But no, I think there's better options than him to start.
We were talking just before we had that discussion about Henderson, who could be the left back? Trippier has been suggested by a few. Exeter City put him forward. That was from Ollie, an Exeter City season card holder. Gillingham have come up with their own unique idea of who will be in that left back position. So we've got Jordan Pickford in goal, Trent Alexander-Arnold, Kyle Walker, Harry Maguire. Then a bit of a fun choice in Jack Tucker. Obviously, you know this, Pavan. He's a Gillingham's main centre-back.
Oh, sure. Yeah,
yeah, you know, he's been absolutely blazing guns
yeah,
for Gillingham.
Yeah, I saw a YouTube compilation just before I came in.
Oh, yeah, it's just what we watch in the studio. Then Dwight McNeil has been put at left-back. Do you see any rogue choices coming in?
Wait, sorry. Dwight McNeil at left-back?
As a left wing-back, I've been told.
I mean, yeah, he's got a good left foot. He just doesn't get into the squad, I'm afraid. He's a good player, very good player. Yeah, I do like him.
Is there anyone you think has an outside chance? So obviously, we talked about what we think will be the main 11. Who do you think has an outside chance? Who you might think steal the tournament? Who maybe is in the 23, maybe on the subs bench? Is there anyone you're excited about or think might just break in at the later stages of this year? It's chill if not. Because I think that's quite a difficult answer. Because you've got Gaye and...
Gaye is probably the closest, I'd say.
Gallagher, maybe?
Yeah, I think Gallagher should be in it, though. I think it sounds like he's going to be in the Chelsea first team setup. Levi Colwill is a player who's on loan at Huddersfield at the moment from Chelsea, but he's hyped up as one of Chelsea's best prospects. So if he can, you know, play, then maybe he could be in with an outside shout. There's a couple of players on the brink. You know, players like Carl Walker-Peters as well. Useful, can play left-back as well. Not left-footed, but provides a good inverted.
We've got enough full-backs, haven't we?
We do, but we're not left-backs. And then we only do have Chilwell and Shaw. Mitchell's good, but just defensive. He doesn't really give you anything up for going forward.
Yeah. The one I could say, if Kane did get injured, so say Kane got injured as a striker, I'd like to see Tammy Abraham.
100%, yeah.
Because he's got to be that, in the squad. He's got to be in the squad. And if Kane did pick... Obviously, Kane's going to start every game if he's fit. Mm-hmm. But if he did pick up an injury, I could see Tammy Abraham doing quite well at the tournament, you know.
Doing so well with Roma, isn't it?
Yeah.
Chatting like champions, I'm coming for you. Right, we've talked a lot about the initial squads and we talked a lot of names, so thank you very much for listening. We do appreciate every listener who is currently listening. So I've got a game for you guys. George, you're going to be representing daytime, and Pavan is representing the whole of URN Sport. Okay?
Oh, wow.
This is the best of
this
three.
This is big, mate.
Okay. What we're going to be doing is just the first names of the England team, or England starting 11, against on the first day of a World Cup. So, e.g., Jordan. Then we'd have Kyle, then we'd have Harry, Trent, Luke Shaw. That would be the final, okay? Does that make sense? So...
We have to name the first names of England.
No, so I'm going to be giving out the names, and you've got to guess what year it is. Sorry, I explained that horribly.
Okay.
The brain is actually frazzled by an Indian essay that's going so badly. Right, we'll start with the most modern. I can find that I think will be a bit of a challenge. Okay.
The World Cup first World Cup games.
First World Cup game of the tournament for England.
And we've got to guess what year the World Cup.
Yeah. Okay. Just the first name, and you've got to guess the year. Joe. Glenn, Gary, Phil.
Can I buzz it?
Yes, you can buzz him.
should I buzz it? I reckon it's Joe Hart, Glenn Johnson.
Yeah.
Oh, Glenn Johnson.
So I reckon that's 20.
Dun dun.
14.
2014 is the correct answer. So I'll go for the rest of the team. Leighton Baines at left back, Stephen Gerrard, Jordan Henderson, Danny Welbeck, Raheem Sterling, Wayne Rooney and Daniel Sturridge up top. Not the greatest side. Okay, we're going to go
Glenn Johnson at right back.
That was the name that was throwing me.
Yeah, we'll go to the next one. Gordon, George, Ray, Jack, Bobby, Nobby, Alan.
Oh, buzz.
You know what?
Pavan,
it's fine.
Okay.
No, it's fine. I don't really have an answer. I'm just kind of buzzing in.
Go on,
give myself
George.
More thinking time. Go ahead.
I reckon it sounds a lot like the team that might have won the World Cup, but I reckon you wouldn't have done that, so I'll go the World Cup. I'd go 1970.
I'm afraid it's wrong. He's overthought it. Pavan.
Oh, I forgot.
Chance to make it to go down to the final. To have a playoff final.
I wonder what answer this is. gonna have to say 1966.
It is the 1966 squad. Gordon Banks, George Cohen, Ray Wilson, and Jack Charlton.
I thought you were going to be too clever about that.
Nobby Styles, there's nothing clever about me today. Alan Ball, Jimmy Greaves, Bobby Charlton, John Connolly, and Roger Hunt. Interesting squad. Now, this is the playoff final. Whoever wins represents the whole of daytime sport. This is for the whole of your end.
I've just got to give it
this
a gift.
This is the big one. David, Sol, Gareth, Tony.
Buzz.
That's clearly George.
Right, so David Seaman, Sol Campbell.
Which one would that be?
So I'm going to go. It's before.
It's against Tunisia.
Did you say Gary?
I said Gareth, and then Tony is when I stopped.
Tony Adams. So I reckon. So it's not. So there's no Gary.
No Gary.
Okay, so I'm going to go 1990. 1998
is the correct answer. George and friends wins the URN random title. Chavan, best of luck today. George, thank you so much for coming on. You talked about shaking off your worries, Pavan. So here's Taylor Swift and Shake It Off. Best of luck tonight and keep it URN.